Here's today's In Touch devotion.
Today's scripture reading begins in verse 1 of Genesis chapter 12. Now the Lord said to Abram, "Go from your country and from your relatives and from your father's house to the land which I will show you, and I will make you into a great nation, and I will bless you and make your name great, and you shall be a blessing, and I will bless those who bless you, and the one who curses you I will curse. And in you all the families of the earth will be blessed." So Abram went away as the Lord had spoken to him, and Lot went with him. Now Abram was 75 years old when he departed from Haran. Abram took his wife Sarai, and his nephew Lot, and all their possessions which they had accumulated, and the people which they had acquired in Haran, and they set out for the land of Canaan. So they came to the land of Canaan. Abram passed through the land as far as the site of Shechem, to the oak of Moreh. Now the Canaanites were in the land at that time, and the Lord appeared to Abram and said, "To your descendants I will give this land." So he built an altar there to the Lord who had appeared to him. Then he proceeded from there to the mountain on the east of Bethel and pitched his tent, with Bethel on the west and Ai on the east. And there he built an altar to the Lord and called upon the name of the Lord.
When the Bible tells us about a great man or woman of faith, the Lord in his kindness also often shows us the person's weakness and failings. For example, let's look at Abraham. Like any one of us, he had faults. He sinned. He made mistakes. Still, God loved him and accomplished great things through his life. When the Lord spoke, Abraham listened. Just imagine what promises and blessings he would have missed if he'd failed to pay attention. Abraham's conversations with God teach those of us who are believers what living by faith looks like. Listening to God. When we recognize God's voice through Scripture and through wise counsel, impressing His direction on our spirit, we'll have assurance about what to do and where to go. Obeying God. Obeying God shows we really trust Him, and each time we obey Him, our faith grows stronger. Depending on God. Human nature wants to be self-sufficient, but we desperately need God's wisdom, strength, and help. Waiting on God. Our willingness to patiently let God move in His own way reaps great blessings and prevents big messes. And acknowledging and learning from our failures. The Bible tells us that God exalts the humble. Which of these do you struggle with? Ask God to help you move forward, trusting Him and eagerly anticipating His direction.